There are lots of new questions about the U.S. drone strike program after President Obama's announcement yesterday that two hostages, the American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Loporto, were killed in a CIA counterterrorism operation along the Afghan-Pakistan border in January. Weinstein was a 73-year-old development worker kidnapped in Pakistan in 2012. The 39-year-old Loporto was an aid worker kidnapped there in 2012 as well. Jim Walsh is here and now security analyst, and he's with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, a day later, what questions are there for you?
Well, I have to admit up front, Robin, that I come to this issue with some unease. My Spidey sense tells me that drones are something where the risk of unintended consequences looms large. Mm-hmm. And so I come at it skeptically. I think the case for drones is strong, and I can make that case. But what I worry about is how it's being executed as a policy. It's being run by the intelligence community. It's sort of off on its own. It's in the black. It's not transparent. How does it integrate with the rest of U.S. foreign policy? Are people being honest about how the program is being operated? What about the future? You know, we were talking about Japan earlier. Another story out of Japan was a drone carrying radioactive cesium mm-hmm. that landed on the roof of the prime minister's
It's covered building. With a tarp now. You can see photos of it.
Yeah, and so it does raise these questions about where are we going?
Okay, so make the case, though, for the use of drones, given what you said. It's not a transparent program. People don't seem to know what's going on, who's running it. Make your case for it despite that.
Yeah. So as with most policy tools, there are pluses and minuses. I think the case for it is that it's widely believed that it's helped attrit, degrade al-Qaeda's central leadership, that al-Qaeda has been hurt by it. And that compared to the alternatives, that is to say airstrikes, special operations, even boots on the ground, it's a more precise, less disruptive alternative. That would be the case for it, I think.
Well, but, you know, is it ever possible? Are we maybe raising questions that should be raised about the drone program anyway, outside of the fact that horribly and sadly, two hostages have been killed? They're saying that people behind the drone strike didn't even know there were six people in the house they were attacking. They thought there were four. They didn't know there were six until bodies were pulled out. Is it possible that you can be for the drone program as you are, it can be sealed tight with all the questions you've asked answered, and still there might be unintended consequences?
Absolutely. And I think in defense of the drones, and again, I'm a skeptic, but to put on the other hat, in defense of this, any sort of thing you runs risks. When there are hostages taken and someone bangs in the door and throws the grenades and they try to seize people, people can get killed. Obviously, for the families involved, this has got to be tragic for them because it's clear al-Qaeda was holding them. They weren't going to kill them mm-hmm. ISIS, but they were going to hold them and try to trade them out. And so, you know, that meant that they were going to be kept alive and mm-hmm. then this accident made that no longer possible.
So you very, very briefly, just a few seconds here, do you think there will be more transparency with this program?
No, I don't. Yeah. I think as long as it's held by the CIA and we know what the Snowden revelation suggested about the intelligence community's forthcomingness, not much is going to change.
Well, leave it on that note till next time. Jim Walsh here, now security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.